Exercise 2, page 52.
The Vanishing Smile. The Mona Lisa by Leonardo da Vinci is probably the most famous painting in the world. A star attraction at the Louvre Museum in Paris, her famous smile continues to inspire. However, did you know that a thief once stole the Mona Lisa from the museum and caused an international scandal? The mystery. 7 a.m., the 21st of August, 1911, and just another Monday morning at the Louvre. Guards, cleaning staff, maintenance workers, and curators were all working in the building before reopening its doors to the public on Tuesday. While they were working, though, at some time between 7 and 8:30 a.m., someone entered the empty Salon Carré, unhooked the Mona Lisa from the wall, and carried it off down a stairwell. The stairs led to a door locked from the outside, but somehow the thief escaped through it. At first, museum workers assumed that the official photographer was shooting pictures of the painting in his studio. An afternoon and evening passed by, and it wasn't until the following day that they realized the precious artwork was missing. It was the beginning of a huge international search for the missing Mona Lisa. The only clue was the discovery of the painting's heavy frame discarded on the stairs. There were conflicting rumors in the newspapers. The Mona Lisa was now in Switzerland, South America, or in a small apartment in the Bronx, New York. No one knew who really committed the crime and how. The solution. On that fateful Monday morning, an Italian man called Vincenzo Perugia was hiding in a small room within the museum. Perugia, once a worker at the Louvre, knew the building very well. The guard on duty in the Salon Carré admitted leaving his post for a few minutes at around 8 a.m. While the guard was away, Perugia lifted the Mona Lisa from her four iron pegs, entered the stairwell, removed the painting's frame, and hurried down the steps. Then he unlocked the door and escaped from the museum. Perugia hid the painting in his small Paris flat, where it remained in a cupboard for over 2 years. Later, Perugia took the Mona Lisa to Florence, Italy, and attempted to sell it. It was there, back in the Mona Lisa's hometown, that the police finally caught Perugia. Perugia served a short prison sentence. He then went back to France and opened a paint shop in Haute Savoie. And the Mona Lisa? After touring her Italian homeland, she returned to the Louvre Museum, where she resides to this day behind bulletproof glass, still smiling.